Listening Library presents We Are the Perfect Girl by Ariel Kaplan. Read for you by Holly Linneman. My heart always timidly hides itself behind my mind. I set out to bring down stars from the sky. Then, for fear of ridicule, I stop and pick little flowers of eloquence. Edmond Rostand, Cyrano de Bergerac. Chapter 1. Sometimes, when I'm lying in my bed at night, staring up at the darkened ceiling, I think that the greatest problem in the English-speaking world is that we don't understand love. It's a lack of vocabulary. That's what I've decided. We have one word, love. And we expect it to mean everything, only it's clunky and imprecise and leads to misunderstandings and anger and frustration and tears. The ancient Greeks, I think, had a better system. Multiple love words. A love word for every possible occasion. If you love your friend, you've got philia. If you love your mom, you've got storge. If you love the sexy, sexy guy who sits across from you in biology, you have eros. And if you feel some great, cosmic, unconditional love for God or the universe or your fellow man, you have agape. There are others, actually, but those are the mains. So while in English we may have beautiful sentiments like love is love, clearly, eros is not storge.